escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Our group therapy this week is the weirdest thing you take on vacation.
We're getting text messages. One person says they take super glue and poopery toilet spray, and they also bring extra toilet paper.
Yeah.
What is the super glue for? I get the poopery and the toilet paper.
I don't know.
I'm a little concerned. I hope it's not for use in the same place as each other.
Okay, we got people take their own hangers, people that said they've taken their own toilet seat. Like, that was a nice husband that does that for his wife. Pillows, all kinds of crazy stuff we're getting this morning.
Yep, and go ahead and take your calls right now at 800-386-0937. Hello?
Yes, I take a box fan on vacation.
A box fan? Makes sense, because
yes.
A lot of people need that noise to sleep at night.
Yes, all the time, everywhere we go.
Okay.
Except not when we fly, but we'll buy one wherever we go.
You know what, and they're, what, about $15 at the Dollar General store, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, we appreciate you being a part of the show this morning.
Thank you.
All right, love you.
Love you.
Hawk and Tom, good morning.
Hey, I was calling about the weird things you take on vacation.
Yeah.
What do you take?
I actually put Clorox wipes in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
And I'll put them like in my purse or my carry-on bag, and I think that people think that they're wet wipes or something. Because I am like not sitting on toilets and hotel rooms and whatnot until I disinfect it.
I am with you 100%, and they actually make little travel packs for them that I have in my diaper bag, in my purse. They stay in my car.
I'm just saying,
I
don't
put a big old stack in my bag.
I'm saying, don't mix them up.
Yeah.
Ow.
Well, I just only carry the Clorox wipes. I guess it's the nurse in me. I know too much, and I'm like, oh, heck no.
Well, you think about the airplanes, too. You get on an airplane, you want to wipe all that area down. I don't blame you for that.
I try not to think about it. Yeah.
All right. Well, we love you. Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hawk and Tom, good morning.
Hey, I was just calling in about the weird item that I pack when I travel.
Okay, what is it?
A plunger.
Ew, that's gross.
That says a lot about you.
No, not like a dirty plunger, but I travel every other week for work.
Yeah.
And I pack the plunger in my checked bag because I am deathly scared of clogging a toilet at a hotel.
Oh, wow.
It's too embarrassing to call the front desk and say, I need a plunger up here.
It is, let me tell you.
What if I clog it twice? I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sorry, it's me again.
Oh, that's funny.
Do you have a problem with this?
No.
Oh, I was wondering if like you did it all the time.
Oh, my God.
And
goodness.
The thing is, if you do have to call for a plunger, do you need to tip the person?
Like, yes. I was at a hotel,
exactly.
And a friend's...
Like, oh, well, now I don't have cash, and you just had to unclog my toilet.
Yeah.
Well, do you buy a lot of new ones to travel with?
No, well, I only buy a new one if I use it. So like, okay. If I use it, I would just leave by the hotel.
Oh, and that's
I,
good.
Buy the boys and buy a new one. Yeah, no, I don't.
They need to make travel plungers. That would be genius. Yes. It just folds up.
Yeah. That's nasty.
Now I'm going to be a millionaire.
You know the cups that go down, you just smash them down, you just pull it up.
Yes. Yeah.
But once you've used it, you got to throw it away.
You do not wash it.
Oh, yeah, I can't. No, I wouldn't be able to reuse it.
I got this put in dishwasher. It's fine. All right, we love you. That's strange.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Take care.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
In this day and age of social media, you have to pick your poison. Which poison are you going to pollute your mind with? It turns out that could depend a great deal on what generation you are.
Mm-hmm.
There are two social media services that are overwhelmingly preferred by Gen Z. Any idea which ones Gen Z use the most?
Like social media?
Uh-huh.
Instagram and
Snapchat.
TikTok.
It is Snapchat is number one, 52%.
Wow.
TikTok is 43.8% of Gen Z. Now, millennials come in at 32% and about 32% on both of those. So they are overwhelmingly used by Gen Z.
Kind of blows me away with the TikTok because now all the social media, like you can go to the Reels now. You got so many options to watch, you know, those funny things.
Cato, you get an honorable mention. Instagram came in third, but it was 35% Gen Z and 36% millennials. So there was more millennials by a hair there.
Yeah.
Now, when you go down further, there's a tie with X, formerly Twitter, but that's about 33% for millennials and for Gen Z. Reddit is overwhelmingly millennial. 43% of its users are millennials.
I don't like Reddit because you have to read too much.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Pinterest. Kato, you used to be on Pinterest, didn't you?
Well, I mean, usually. What do you mean?
I mean, you got some great recipes.
Some recipes you can find on Pinterest.
Arts and crafts. I'm like, you got, you know, those, scrapbooking and all that
stuff. I'll still glance through. I glance through all my social media apps about daily.
I don't like Pinterest because you got to be part of the club, and they make you sign in with a password and all
that's
that
the way all of them are anymore.
I guess all of them. Yeah. It's just not worth my time, Pinterest stuff.
Okay, Pinterest is 33% millennial, 27.5% on Gen Z, and boomers, a very small number. Gen X is 22% on that.
Here's what I don't like about Pinterest, because they'll have some good memes, you know, on there, mm-hmm. and then you go to try to save them to your phone to send to a friend, and you can't. Because it's Pinterest, and I'm not signed into their club.
And Pinterest is so buggy, too. How many times have you been in the middle of a recipe, and an ad pops up, and it knocks you off the page that you were on, and now stuff is burning on the stove, and you don't know where you are in the recipe? I can't stand Pinterest.
Yeah. Okay, next is LinkedIn. That is mostly millennials, about 36%. Gen Z, surprisingly, 26% on there, and that is about the same number of Gen X's that are on there. So the older and the younger are about on there the same.
I joined for 5 minutes and deleted my
really?
Account.
I use LinkedIn more than I ever have before.
I didn't need it.
I mean, that's not really the issue. YouTube. That one is split very equally among all the generations, even boomers. It's about 15 to 25% for each generation. Gen Z is 25, millennial 25, Gen X 20%, and boomers about 15%. So YouTube is the one where everyone uses it. And of course, that makes sense. I mean, the videos, that's stuff, you know, that everyone wants to see at some point.
But I don't go to YouTube to watch the videos. It might be a YouTube video on, you know Facebook
what?
Or
it lately has been tricking TikTok. Me because I'll find a funny video and I'm like watching it and all of a sudden it's like on YouTube. And I've been watching like almost like the TikToks or the other ones that I'm on. Like the Reels. I'm like, this is on YouTube. It surprised me.
Okay, and then Facebook. Mm-hmm. Gen Z, that's the lowest group for Facebook. Only 19% of Gen Z is on Facebook. 33% of millennials, 25% of Gen X, 18.5% for boomers. So that was the largest boomer population on Facebook. Facebook definitely leans older than any of the other social medias.
It didn't start that way, though. It's like when your grandpa starts getting on the site, you're like, I got to leave this one.
Well, Facebook was literally a college app to begin with.
Yeah. Now, how many is on MySpace?
MySpace didn't actually make the cut. That's just probably, those are the
just the
boomers.
One guy.
Yeah.
Just that one
Tom.
Guy.
Tom. Yeah.
That's not boomers. That was millennials, was MySpace.
I don't know, man.
Boomers were not on MySpace.
They might have been millennials back
not
then.
Boomers. Gen X, probably.
What?
Not boomers.
No, none of you. That was our thing. That was millennials.
MySpace. No, it was. Yeah. But now those people grew up and now they're old.
You know what's so funny is Tori's like defending it and fighting for it. Like, no, that thing that didn't succeed is ours.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Boomers can have it.
Looking to network with other singles? Why not use the best app for connecting with your soulmate, LinkedIn?
I tried other dating apps, but they were all about physical looks. With LinkedIn Dating, I can see something way more important. Employment status.
With LinkedIn Dating, it isn't just about resumes. We'll match you with a person who shares your same, core competencies.
LinkedIn Dating found me a woman who knows Excel spreadsheets. Now those are some relevant skills.
Your LinkedIn Dating profile will use standard professional questions to speed up your recruiting process for a serious relationship.
I asked one guy, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" He replied, "Married to you." I hired/dated him the next day.
So subscribe to LinkedIn Dating. Isn't it time you landed a partner the same way you landed a job?
I fell in love the moment I saw her bottom line.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Well, if you got a first date coming up, you might want to, you know, try this. A lot of Gen Zers are doing it. Maybe try not getting ready for it.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. The dating trend for women is to show off the first date what you really look like naturally, without doing your hair, without doing your makeup. Here's the real me, is what they're saying. Now, if they've been watching you or following you on social media with those heavily filtered pictures, yep, they're going, whoa, what just happened? That's a big surprise.
Yeah.
Gen Zers are doing it.
But I think you should send it to the guy before the date because he may not at this point want to go on it.
Well, that's the thing. They're tricking him. I guess they get him at least there for that one date unless he just walks away.
It's like those weight commercials, the before and after, and you can just put them side by side.
Yeah. I think that's stupid, but Gen Z does things a lot differently than we did. I mean, we grew up where you made yourself seem like the best version of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And then let them slowly, they liked you, and then once you had them hooked, it's like catching a fish. You had them hooked before you started really letting them see the real you.
They say it's supposed to help you zero in on the one that actually does like you for you and not your looks. Some women are even taking it a step further. They gradually ramp up the amount of makeup they wear for the second, third, and fourth date. So they start off like, okay, here's kind of the real me. And then next couple dates, they're going to dress it up a little bit. And here's another reason why they're doing it, because a lot of the Gen Zers are more likely to do more casual dating than going out to a movie or a restaurant. They'll do something that's more outdoorsy, like a picnic, a hiking, walking. They'll meet up for something like that, exercise. And so it kind of shows you how you look without the makeup.
Well, and you don't want it sweating all down your face.
Yeah, the makeup. Yeah.
If you are doing something like hiking or something else.
Tori, you wear makeup just about everywhere, just not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think even hiking, you're going to put on the basics, right?
No, sunscreen.
For like, if you've never met this person before?
What are we hiking? Is it just like a small little walk or is it an actual hike? Because I got bad skin. I can't be putting on a bunch of stuff and then going to sweat.
Let's say you're going to Furman Lake and you're walking around there or something. Or, you know, there's other places.
Paris
Mountain. And we just go and you walk. And you enjoy nature outdoors. A lot more Gen Zers like those kind of dates.
But I think a lot of Gen Z, they don't do a ton of makeup in general. Like, I've seen pictures of Sammy. She doesn't do a lot of makeup. My nieces don't do a lot of makeup.
But she does wear it.
I mean, a little bit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She wears the basics. I mean, there's women, it's surprising even what a little bit of makeup does.
Well, what surprises me is that you're not going to wear makeup on a date, but you're going to filter up all your pictures on social media.
Yeah,
I'm like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I don't get it.
But guys filter pictures too. I've seen plenty where I'm like, hold on now.
I don't.
I accidentally do because that's the Android phones make your pictures a little softer, and I don't know how to turn that off.
I had that before, too, because I switched to Samsung for a little while.
Yeah.
And when I saw the pictures, I'm like, who is she? Hey, cutie.
But the iPhone's got the ones that make you put, like, your darker, like, rings, like, dark rings around your eyes and stuff. You look like a...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it looks like I've got mascara on like I'm Johnny Depp from a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
There isn't anything that does that on an iPhone.
It's just so high def that with the iPhone photos, you'll be like, okay, so I need to call an esthetician like yesterday.
So my eyes really do look that good.
If you think it was good, yeah, it sounded bad the way you described it.
Let me blink a minute.
Are you okay?
Yeah. So, anyway, new technique. I don't know if I'd want to try that or not.
Not wearing makeup?
Yeah. I'm going to have my makeup on.
You should.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
1 out of 5 men get super anxious over this idea. And it's not a big surprise because a lot of men hate change. But they get very anxious over the idea of having their barber or hairstylist help them find a new look. Most guys are pretty much stuck in the standard hairstyles, like, you know, part in the middle or something, parted on the side, just the standard stuff that
right.
you see.
Yeah.
So whenever this hairstylist comes with a suggestion that's a little different, it makes them very nervous. And that, I think, is logical because when you find something that you like, then changing it up is like, it can end up that you have that bad haircut for a long time.
If the hairstylist is suggesting a change, maybe it's time to change.
It's kind of like when someone offers you chewing gum, you're like,
take it. I tell you, it's hair.
Yeah.
It will grow back. If they change the color, it will change back. Just give it time.
Yeah, but there is that embarrassing period when people are making fun of you.
Do it in the wintertime. I'll just wear hats all winter.
Oh my gosh, the time I cut my hair in a bob. And I looked like a lost boy.
Yeah.
It was just not cute at all. And then you had to wait for it to grow back out. It's traumatic.
So women have this problem too then.
No, I get excited about it. I'm like, let's change it up. Let's do something new. But that one was not good.
I saw a girl that had like shaved on the sides and then long on the top. Like some girls can pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I have a guy, a buddy of mine, changes his hair all the time. I mean, it can be blue. It can be green. He can have a man bun one day and then flat top the next day.
How does he do that?
You cut it off.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
You can't go the other direction, though.
No.
They say the average guy gets their hair cut 10 times a year.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that seems like a lot to me, too. I'm bad about pushing it as long as I can.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy getting my hair cut. And a lot of times they will keep the same hairstyle. How long do you think the average guy keeps his hairstyle?
My husband's been since like 2000.
Right. 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years is the average length of time. So when you do make that switch, you're going to have it for a while.
Yeah. And Cato changes his up more so than us.
And the majority of the time I sit in the chair and I tell my hairstylist, do what you do.
Yeah.
I don't give her any direction. Now, recently, I just got it cut, and I kept having to say, cut more off.
Yeah, but you change yours up a lot more than we do. Now, Tom, he's been combing his hair with buttered toast for a long time.
Yeah, it makes me hungry every morning.
Just get buttered toast and comb it to the side.
But don't you like some change every once in a while?
I want it to be easy and to look okay. I am certainly not needing to try to.
You got the easy down.
Thanks.
Sorry.
I'm not trying to wow the world. I just want to have something that isn't a pain in the neck every day and doesn't look stupid.
See, and the thing with women's haircuts is you'll go in with a picture and you're like, I love this. And they'll say, yeah, great. That's extension. That's a flat out wig. So I'll go to Bobby, my hairstylist, and I'm like, here's what I want, but if it's not possible, you just do whatever you feel like.
I'll take a picture of him, but I'm like, I want to look like him.
Yeah.
That celebrity and the hair, the body, the face.
Yeah.
Make me look like
that. But you know what? Because some of those celebrities got like thick hair and some's, you know, got the, I don't know, naturally curly hair. And you're like, your hair can't do that.
Yes, it can. Remember when I got that perm?
Yeah, you get a perm.
You can make it curly.
Okay, well, you can do that, I guess.
I know, it doesn't
look natural.
That was a mistake.
And it's crazy because a lot of people with curls want straight hair. They use straight curls. Well,
and Tom, you look like Bob Ross. Honestly, your perm was so poofy like that.
That was fun, though.
It's just weird.
Well, they say there's a few signs that you have got a bad haircut. When you ask your barber what you owe them, and they say forgiveness. If your hair looks just like the poster in the window, and the poster is for the movie Napoleon Dynamite,
okay.
And they said if Bill Gates compliments you on your haircut, that is a sign that you got a bad haircut. He's a billionaire, and he has a bad haircut.
Most of them do.
I know, right?
I mean, the hairdresser can only do so much. I mean, it's not like magic.
Yeah, money won't buy everything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.